Welcome back to Fit Mind, Fit Body. This is Michelle, and today we're at the finish line of the Gone Nuts 101 Adventure Race. It's been a wild ride, and our runners have truly embodied the spirit of an endurance event, and they've shared all of that with us on their journey to the start line. We've cheered, we've gasped, and we've been inspired by every step of the way that they've shared with us. Now, let's chat with our runners one last time and hear their stories of triumph and challenge from the event day. Today on Fit Mind, Fit Body, we are really excited, but I'm really excited, I'm sure everyone else is as well, to hear how Kelly Selby has gone on the Gone Nuts event on the weekend. Kelly, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. We just had that conversation, but isn't that funny how we do that? I've got to record now. I'm awesome, like I said, but I don't know how you are. How are you?
I'm pretty good, apart from blisters on the feet.
Oh, blisters are the pain. No, they're just horrid.
So other than that, legs are fine, hips are fine, but I've got a lot of really decent sized blisters, so
are they like toes or where are they on your foot?
A few on the toes and then on the ball of my heel.
Oh, ow.
Yeah. So I wear sandals to work. I'm lucky I can actually wear sandals to work, but I can't put sneakers on. I did go for a couple of little walks and I was sort of walking up on my tippy toes a little bit. No running until I can get the blisters down a little bit more.
Because that can cause other issues, can't it? Because it changes your gait and you sort of run a bit, like trying to avoid the pain from the blister. And we don't want to do that.
No. Yeah. So, just try and behave and just let them heal.
That's a good plan. I got lots of little toe blisters, but they all seem to have healed really quickly. And lost a couple of three toenails, which were coming away anyway. And then the front of my foot, just under the pad, I got a really bad blister coming down those very steep hills.
Yes.
And I thought I wouldn't, like you, I wouldn't be able to walk for days on it, but it's kind of just gone.
Pretty good. That's good.
I made it up in my head. It's just like on now, which is just weird. Anyway, that's my weird blister story. Tell me, how did it unfold? Take us through the journey for it. How did the day pan out for you guys? What was it like?
It was pretty good, actually. It was much better. I handled it much better than what I thought.
Yeah.
We went in with the whole, we're going to be here for a really long freaking time. So, and I was comfortable with that. So we got it done just under 24 hours and I skipped across the finish line and.
No cartwheels?
Yeah. No cartwheels, no. I don't reckon I could have done one even if I tried, but I don't think I can do them anyway. But other, I felt pretty good. Never felt fatigued like I thought I was going to. Just that from not going to sleep fatigue, not the whole body fatigued. Never felt like that, which was really good. Got a bit stiff and sore at the 75 mark because I sort of sat down and I knew I shouldn't have sat down. Yeah. And then when I got back up, I looked like a 90-year-old woman. So that took a little while. And then just went down the beach and I got better. Really good. I loved it. Really enjoyed the day. The weather was perfect.
That's amazing.
It was just, really good. Yeah.
So the plan that you guys had, because you were never planning to really run very much of it, were you? And it wasn't just you. You were actually helping someone else who had a real desire to be able to knock off that 101.
Correct, yeah. So I went with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
He has attempted the 100K twice before.
Yeah.
So the aim was just for us both to get across that finish line. It didn't, as long as we got it done, obviously, by 10 a.m. Sunday morning.
Yep.
So we took that pressure off of the running, and our overall pace for the whole thing was 11 and a half, so It wasn't slow by any means. We still motored on, really well. But yeah, we just took that whole pressure away of running, and just we run little tiny, like going down a few little steep hills. But nothing, no other running than that. So yeah, it was just to get to the finish line and finish comfortably, and want to turn around and do another 100, which I'm happy to say I'm happy to go and do another 100.
You are. That's amazing.
Yeah. Just need to obviously
heal
about how to not get blisters. But everyone I talk to have got blisters.
I was, before we went, a few days before, I saw on Facebook, because Facebook tells us all of the amazing things that are happening in the world, as you know. And I get lots of running, trail running things. How strange. And one of them was these toe socks that are made in New Zealand that an ultra running person I've had on the podcast before had recommended. They didn't have any available that they could get to me on time for the run on Saturday. But the point of the story is that their whole selling point is they stop you getting blisters. So just putting it out there. So I don't know what they're made of, special, probably New Zealand lambs wool, something or other. Okay. But they might be worth a go. They can't get worse. Yeah, we should trial them.
Make it for people with short, stumpy toes and not for people with long toes. Because that's always an issue when you've got short, stumpy toes.
I was going to say, which are you?
I'm short, stumpy toes.
Okay, fair enough. I don't know what I classify them. I think they're just normal.
But Mal had toe socks and he still got blisters.
Oh, so maybe it's not the toe sock bit, but the cool material lamb's wool. I don't know.
I think the temperature and sort of the angle that you go down on hills and stuff, it all impacts. Yeah.
That's crazy. Wow. Is that the first time that you've done this event with the same bike with one person all the way? Like, have you?
Yes.
Yeah. How did you find that, the difference between doing it sort of solo versus, literally sticking with one person the whole time?
So I have run 50Ks with a friend before.
Okay.
So we've done two 50Ks together.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, going 100, it was fine. Like we were fine. I'd have, he'd have his quiet moments and I'd have my quiet moments, and you'd sort of get in the zone and get in a little bit of a rhythm. And, we gave each other lots of cuddles along the way and lots, we could do this. And, yeah, it was good. Yeah. I didn't want to kill him, if that was what you're asking.
Because you were the one who said, I'm going to get a bit grumpy at some point. And I'm like, I just don't want to be anywhere near Kelly.
No, I didn't get grumpy. I don't think he wanted to kill me. I think he was okay.
That's good. Phew.
Yeah, well, maybe ask him that, but I don't think he wanted to.
I went because there's a lot of, I was saying, or I've said on all of these conversations, that for me, from halfway, I saw one other runner, and then Simon joined me for the last 15 Ks to walk in the dark with me at the very end, and which, went for hours, like 3 hours or something stupid. But prior to, like, so that was a really long time. I haven't actually calculated, maybe 5 or 6 hours or something, maybe more than that actually, by myself. So there's a lot of stuff going on in your head. So if I hadn't, I had to do a lot of things. Like, no, I'm not pulling out just because my knee's sore or I'm over this or whatever. Like, you can make up all kinds of reasons to pull out. But if you're going with someone else and somebody else is with you the whole way, it strikes me that you'd have to come up with a better argument as to why you're pulling out, because you've got to convince this person here. It's much easier to convince you by yourself in your head if you're just talking to yourself, maybe, than someone else, or you're letting them down. I don't know.
I suppose it's a little bit of both. You sort of do the whole, you can't pull out because you're obviously, that person's relying on you, or you promised that you were going to do it together. Mm. But then I suppose you can go, oh, well, if I pull out, they'll be okay because they've only got, X amount of kilometres
to go.
I didn't think I couldn't do. Oh, I shouldn't say that. I probably thought net the last 75 that if I couldn't get my body up and moving correctly, that it was going to be
Yeah.
a very, very long 25, or I wasn't going to
Yeah.
do it. So there's probably a little moment of self-doubt, and
Yeah.
then yeah, once you get up and going, it was all right. But
Just push through.
yeah.
Yeah.
Just watch a few blisters. You don't worry about them. You just,
That's right, they'll heal.
yeah, you just don't take off your socks and shoes. Just
Yeah.
keep going.
I can remember after some of my first marathons in Melbourne, and my toenail had gone, and then within less than a day, I was at the nail place in Melbourne, and they were painting the skin, you know. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, it's a bit gross.
Yeah, my feet are still a bit gross. Yes, I can't get the that did tape them,
Yeah.
but so you know where your tape stuck and then the dirt.
Oh, yeah. It was
But
very dark.
because I can't scrub it because where the blisters are, so it looks a bit.
Oh,
Yeah.
ow.
Anyway, never mind. Should be
They're
right.
like the war wounds. You should be proud of them. Take some photos because they won't be there all the time. They're going to go soon.
Only a runner would understand it. Everybody else probably looks at it and goes, oh God, does she actually clean her feet?
And I don't care. We need to get t-shirts made up.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That is a great idea. It's a bit like when I used to be pregnant lots of times. I used to want to have a t-shirt that says, I'm pregnant and not fat. It was like pregnant 5 times. Anyway,
You.
just
Well
an
done.
aside, what would have been your favorite part of the track or your favorite parts on recollection you really enjoyed?
I still really love the first 50K. I really like the first 50K. After that, not so much.
What is it? What do you love about the first 50?
I think it's just because it's different scenery. So you've got, you know, the beach, and then you're going into forestry, and then once you leave that first checkpoint along that railway track, that's so pretty. And
Yes.
yeah, and then you're up on the White Rocks going over the, yeah, I do. I really like that bit. Yeah,
It's
I
probably
don't like the Rocky Cape bit so much.
is it similar to the Dyal Range? You said you'd run a lot in the Dyal, like in that it's that forestry sort of trails and things where it's really
True.
pretty and winding around and has that feel to it.
Yes, very true. Yeah.
And what is it about Rocky Cape and Sisters Beach? And although I guess it's starting to get, when did it get dark for you? Where were you at?
We took a head torch from Rocky Cape. No, we didn't. We got it just out onto Sisters Beach, onto the road.
Okay.
And we grabbed our head torches there off Stacey. And then pretty much by the time we got down to the fire station, it was dark. Yeah.
Dark. That would have been
Yeah.
hard, that section. Like I can, it was becoming dark as I was coming into Boat Harbour, and it was kind of that twilighty light as I was going across some of the rocks there, and I hadn't got my torch out yet. I didn't really need it, but the light was just dropping. And I thought, this is going to be tricky coming through here. I think I said to you, how did you get through there? Because even just with the light, it seemed tricky. Maybe it was easier once you just had your torch on and you just had to follow those bright
Follow the
aero
mark.
lights.
Yeah, I sort of find it hard when it's getting dark and it's sort of that it's not quite dark enough to have a head torch, but it's not light enough not to have a head torch. I find that quite hard because of the shadows.
Yeah.
But once it's dark and you've got your head torch, yeah, it wasn't too bad. But yeah, going across the rocks, at least there wasn't high tide or anything, so I'm
True.
grateful for that. But yeah, I don't know. I've done Rocky Cape a few times. We've been into Anniversary Bay and back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't enjoy that section. I know lots of people do, but yeah, I just don't. But I'm glad it was dark for the last 25 because I couldn't actually see
People keep saying it. I had no idea
how
until I
big
watched the
they
video what it
were.
actually looks like.
Yes, it is beautiful,
So
absolutely.
pretty.
But at least you can't see how far you've got to go up Heartbreak Hill or something like that, because you can only see, you know, 1.5 meters to 2 meters in front of
That's
you. So
it.
just keep plodding on.
And at all the little eyes looking at you.
Yes.
That's so cool. I really enjoyed that bit. It sort of felt like you were on a real adventure, like a kid's adventure. You know, when, because there's little lights are looking at you and then you're looking for the next sort of marker and it's sort of can I see it? Oh, I'm not sure. I think oh, it looks like it's a really long way away. And then you get to it and you realize it wasn't as far away as it just looks like it's a really long way because you can't, there's no sense of distance in the
No, that's
dark. It kind of feels all just, yeah, I really enjoyed that bit because it was all the unknown fun stuff.
Yeah, I enjoyed the nighttime much more than what I thought I was going to. Yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
I think my daughter, who had done the 50 earlier in the day, was had said to me, it's gonna be fine from here, because I think I'd whinged about those rocks I just talked about a minute ago. And she says, it's gonna be fine from here. It's basically all paddocks, Mum. Right. And then so get through some of the paddocks, and then next thing you know, we're back on trails. And then they say, oh, it's just a small trail until we get to the lighthouse. And I'm like, okay. And that trail seemed to go on forever. And then there was trail after as well. Like, we got away from the lighthouse and we're heading down to the river. And then I thought the river track was flat because I don't live over there. So and my brain had just had that impression. Of course, that was undulating and trail, more like a trail than it was anything else.
Very hard and compact to travel, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, so I found all those things quite, that was still fun, but it was like, oh, not what I expected. Yeah,
Yes. Yeah.
super cool to do it
And
in the dark though.
did the bridge take forever to come up at the
Yes, of
yeah.
course. And then my watch turned off 2 Ks from the end when I decided to run to the finish.
Oh.
At least it saved itself. Like I thought maybe it had disappeared. Not, no, the longest run I've ever done, and it doesn't get actually recorded. It's short 2K, but I can live with that.
Yeah, that's okay. You
That's
know
okay. I know.
We
So
know that.
when you both crossed the line, tell me what that felt like. I can only imagine. Well, I can't imagine because I had a little bit of that
Course you
experience
can,
myself,
because you
but
guys.
I didn't do it with others. So.
It's a like a real sense of achievement that you've done what you set out to do and what you've been training for, and a bit of a mixed emotion. You're a little bit.
Yeah.
You're excited because it's done, and then you're like, oh,
Oh, it's done.
but now done. So now what? Yeah, so it's a little bit, yeah, a bit of sweet, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which does easily lend us to the next question. Now what? I mean, once your blisters have healed.
So I've got UTA in May, but I'm just doing 22K there.
Okay, just.
Yeah, just because my husband's doing the 50, so I wanted to watch him
Oh, that's
finish those.
awesome.
Yeah, he did really well. He came third in the 75.
I did see that.
Yeah. Anyway,
Love that.
we don't talk to him about it, I hope to do. It's called the roller coaster. It's
Oh.
over in Victoria.
I feel like I just did a roller coaster up and down those hills on the Saturday.
So similar. So yeah, I'm gonna do that. I think there is 100 there. So, and that's in October, I believe, off the top of my head. So
You going to do the 100?
yeah, because the ultimate goal is Tarawera
New
next year.
Zealand, yes.
Yeah. So another 100 will be on the agenda before February next year. Yeah.
Because in New Zealand, what is that? Is that 200?
160.
160. So it's a 100 miler. Get my brain around the whole metric, not metric thing, imperial stuff.
That's only 60 more K than what I.
That's all.
Well, 57 technically, because it was 103. So.
Oh,
Yeah.
it did
Anyway,
look
was that
cool when we saw, you know, some of the people that we know out there attempting it on Facebook a couple of weeks ago in New
Yes,
Zealand.
you did amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well
Yeah.
done, Leanne.
Yay. Yes.
I heard a couple of other friends who did it, who just, not just, but they did the 50. One, though, got injured while doing the 50. So she didn't finish it. Her husband finished it. So anyway, yeah. They'll go back and do it again, probably.
Yes.
The What I wanted to touch on briefly, because you and I, we were out there, a lot, I mean, everybody was out there a long time who did the 100, whether you came in first or not. It was still a long time. The support crew, most people, and I know you did, and obviously I did, had people who came around and looked after us. And in fact, Bronte's parents found me at one point and came and said hello. I hadn't even actually talked to Bronte apart from on the podcast now because I didn't get to see her in person. So that was lovely. But that idea that these people are giving up time, and often their family or friends, but it is a really special thing, isn't it? Like that they'll do that, follow you around.
Absolutely. So we were very lucky. We did have a couple of guys to stick around to do support. So the two girls actually did the 25, and they went for a little dip in the ocean, and then they did our support crew for the rest of the time. Stacey did do all night until we crossed that finish line. She was there, and Jason, he was there until the lighthouse, and he decided to finally go home and get some sleep. But we had a really great support crew, yeah, and lots of people sending messages. My sister was sending me messages at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning asking how I was going, and I'm like, why are you awake? Sleep. But it was, yeah, it was really good that, people are thinking about you while you're out there.
I did say that earlier on one of the other ones, that I didn't feel alone. Like, and I probably should have said that before, when I was alone for all of those many hours, I never actually felt alone.
No.
And I guess I knew there was people out there keeping an eye on my dot. Not that I ever felt at any that they needed to keep an eye on, but I knew that there were people out there caring about. And then when we finished, as you said, the last few days, we've had messages, people saying, I was watching your dot. It was great entertainment. And I'm like, really? I hope you slept at some point because it's a long time, 21 hours.
Absolutely, watching a little dot, yes.
And I think there was one panicky point where my tracker wasn't working. It actually turned itself off like halfway through the first leg and then came back on, I don't know, halfway through the second leg. But they'd got a bit worried that I'd injured myself and they'd pulled out a couple of the people and they were sending messages. And when I finally turned my phone on at one point, because I turned on a couple of times, there was all these messages that I happened to be in the group, but they weren't talking to me. They were talking amongst each other about, oh no, the dad stopped. Oh no, but Simon said he's seen. It was just this kind of crazy, out of world thing, really.
About you. Yeah.
Funny
No,
thing.
and look, the organizers and the volunteers, as usual, they're just all amazing. You
They
get to a
were.
checkpoint, they've got great big smiles on their faces, and yeah, that everything's, yeah, they're never always around, and nothing was too much trouble, and yeah, just really, really good. Yeah.
I guess asking you if you'll do it next year is silly because you'll be doing New Zealand just before, so that you're unlikely to be doing.
Won't, no, we'll probably volunteer.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
thought you might.
or maybe just do 25 and then, we'll do a support crew for somebody else. I like doing support crew, it's kind of cool.
It's a hard job though, because you've got to think about what they might need and make sure you've got it there and stay awake for many, 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 many hours.
Very sweet. Lots of caffeine.
That's right. Anyway. All right, Kelly, is there anything about the event and how it all happened for you that you want to share that we haven't touched on?
No, I don't think so. I think, thank you. It's been a great experience. I was a little bit, oh God, how's the podcast going to go? But it's been great. I really enjoy it. And I've made a new friend out of it. So thank you very much.
Oh, is that me or someone else? Who? Which
Yeah,
friend
no,
did
it's
you
somebody else. Absolutely.
I don't know, everyone. All of our other podcast buddies seem to be buddying up, which is absolutely lovely. Especially
Yeah.
for, like, I think Anna, again, who I haven't met in person now, from Broome, ran past a few of our fellow podcast buddies and she recognized them and she would like yelled out, "Hey Tim, it's Anna from the podcast." And then, like,
Oh,
hello. And she
they
was
saw.
running past. I just thought it was so gorgeous. Anyway, it was
Yes.
lovely.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly, I will see you again very soon. Good luck with whatever adventure you get up to. It sounds like you've got plenty planned and that those blisters heal. I will let you know how the socks go because I'm keen
Thank
on
you.
trying
Look
them.
forward to hearing from you.
Might send you a pair. You'll have lots of opportunities to trial them.
you.
Yeah, so best of luck and thank you so much for sharing because the messages I've got from people who've been listening to the podcast have been just how much they've appreciated those of you who've let us come along on the journey with you because it just makes it more open to everyone. Everyone feels like it's something that they can do. And if they were also training, some of these people were training to do one of the events as well, and they just felt they weren't alone. They just really enjoyed that shared experience. So
Well,
thank
that's great.
you. I love it. Thanks so
Thank
much.
you.
All right.
Take
Talk to
care.
you soon. Bye. Thank you for joining us on this incredible journey with our Gone Nuts athletes. We've witnessed their dedication, shared in their challenges, and celebrated their achievements. As we wrap up this series, we extend our heartfelt thanks to both the runners for their inspiring efforts and to you, our listeners, for your enthusiastic support. Keep running, keep striving, and remember every step you take is a part of your own unique story. Until next time, keep chasing your adventures.